Welcome to Knotcast, episode 192, Fajita Friday.
I thought it was 191.
This is 192.
Are you sure?
And Panther is staring disapprovingly at me. Please go. Please go.
I saw the luck flick that time, so.
Okay. This is episode 192.
Might actually.
Because the previous episode is 191.
Okay.
Because math, bitches.
Arithmetic.
Unless it wasn't. I'll look. It's like, it's on my list. Yeah, it was 191.
Okay.
Gotta get your episode numbers right.
Big this... Herm Tor Cock.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm Saverin, and I'm drinking a Strongbow tonight.
Purrs. Cute balls, indeed.
I'm Shiva. I'm having chocolate. I don't know. Dark chocolate and sea salt.
Not enough porn showing such a huge knot actually in the process of stretching a much smaller asshole.
What are you reading?
Do you guys want to know what I'm reading? Okay. I'm Fuzzwolf. So,
and you are twisted and wrong.
I was going to give this. This is a Twitter account. I was going to give a shout out on the show this week. It's furaffinity_txt.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. So they basically copy-paste, I guess, comments and stuff from various fur affinity postings that are like, furries say the darndest things is their description mm-hmm. on their bio. Because some of these are just like...
horrible.
Yeah.
I plant my face into her gassy trunk.
What?
Yeah, I know. Like, whatever. You know, just... 1 billion internets for anal sex! And it's like, yeah, some people leave some odd,
yes.
Odd comment.
Yeah, well, see, there's another one that I follow called Tumblr.txt. It's Tumblr TXT.
Oh.
It is an ocean of crazy.
Mm. I want the bull's cock, the dog, and the bat's cock in me, please.
All at once.
Yeah, apparently.
Create a whole new orifice. He'll make room.
And, but yeah, Tumblr.txt falls upon the other kin in quote-unquote social justice types of Tumblr that say ridiculous nonsense.
Social justice? What do you mean?
The people that originate such words as cissexism and, you know, transsexism and other such ridiculous...
sounds like something that... should best be said in, like, Daffy Duck's voice or something. Sexism!
Well, it's basically... it's ridiculousness. People that claim to be trans-ethnic and otherkin and all that, it's really out there. And the social... and the quote-unquote social justice are the ones where it's the 15-year-old that thinks they're going to make a difference by posting shit on Tumblr and... you know, harassing the occasional person on the internet. Mm. It's like a live journal, but worse.
Some people are trans-ethnic, though, like the Rick Roll guy. What's his name again? Rick who?
Rick Astley?
Yeah, yeah. Is a podcast I listened to once said, you know, he's a small white man with a deep black voice. So he's trans-ethnic.
No. it's silliness. Things like... some of this stuff, it's like, I've come to the conclusion that I have a disability.
Mm. Which is?
That's all it says, I think.
Yeah. Wow, I have never really considered the possibility that a mother could inflict circumcision on her children as an act of explicit misandry. You're just kind of like, what? I want to meet a sexy, awesome, and interesting Therian who wears a tail like I do and has a spiritual connection to their Therianthrope.
Okay.
So,
a sexual people problems number 147. Telling your friends about a sexual encounter and having them respond with, "Some asexual you are, asexual."
It is funnier when you mispronounce it.
Hey, I'm good at English.
I'm a sexual person.
All I do is watch Adventure Time, listen to ska, and blog about my problems.
See, some of these would be like great episode titles. Welcome to Knockcast 192. All I do is listen to ska and blog about my problems.
Why is Tumblr often wonderful at noticing ableism, but obsessed with the Ermagerd meme? It's just stuff that you can put, you can follow on Twitter, and when you see it come up, you're like, oh, at least I'm not that fucked up.
I think Ermagerd calls our show Nerkirst.
And this has been Savern being incredibly white, I guess. I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like I look at some of the stuff that goes on Tumblr and I'm just like, y'all are fucking ridiculous.
See, I don't read crazy shit on Tumblr. I just enjoy
I don't
the
either.
Porn.
It's just it's when it put out there and poked at, it's kind of funny.
Well, this
mic stand has an odd problem.
Oh.
Does it require some stiffening?
Do you have to, the dolphin's knee stroking?
It's actually this piece at the end that holds the mic at this angle. Mm-hmm. I can't tighten it back here because the shaft is just fine, but this part is
spinning.
Yeah, it just gets lower and lower and lower. Eventually I sound really far away. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine. You all go ahead without me. Savern just sort of timed out there.
Yep. Actually,
all of a sudden there was like this dead silence of the whole cast, and I'm just like...
... We're professionals.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
No, I've got actually a listener that's contacted me with a particular problem, and it's like, Typey. Okay, fuzz talking. Typey.
Okay, so we could talk about our weeks. Hey, I wasn't on last week.
Yeah. You weren't on last week. What the hell were you up to, you jerk?
I guess I was packing or doing for fun.
Yeah, you were packing.
Yeah. Tieran and I have been kind of busy lately. Just, have I even mentioned on the show that we got the house?
Yeah, I think you have.
Okay. We got the house, and we have until the 30th to get the fuck out of our apartment, which is, as I was mentioning to Shiva earlier, is unfortunately the weekend of rainforest, so we actually have until like the 25th to get out of our apartment and have it all cleaned up and everything, but we're moving next weekend, and I'm just kind of, like I was doing tonight, we're kind of gradually taking over a couple of the things that we have that we don't really want to leave to the movers that won't easily fit in a box or are kind of fragile. So tonight I brought my big 10th Doctor TARDIS console playset over to the house. And, you know, luckily it did not... Sorry.
Dolphin stroking.
Yeah. Luckily it did not pour down rain. It was starting to drizzle and I was worried about it getting damaged tonight. There we go. It's a better angle, I think.
Dolphins. Oh, dolphin killing.
Yeah, you got to tighten those dolphins up.
Yeah. Okay. That might work, I think. It's kind of right in my face, but whatever. Got a big black thing right in my face. The other thing is it's like rainforest is in like 2 weeks, and oh my God. We have like 6 new things coming out for Rainforest, and we've posted about 3 of them online so far, so you can check for Planet's Twitter account. We have 3 of the items up for pre-order now. We have a new comic by Kaylee and Kat Ath. They did Princess Pawn for Anthrocon, and now they've done one called Forbidden Planet, which is a male comic, sci-fi. These two guys land on a planet and they encounter some natives that are a reptile species.
Yeah, they're posting it to Fur Affinity now.
Yeah. They're posting like the first 12 pages as a teaser.
Mm-hmm. It's cute.
And they just finished doing that. And it's a really fun comic. You know, the little Arctic fox guy gets filled out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you like cat ass work and you like gay stuff, that'll be of interest.
Sounds good to me.
We also have, I'm just going to go through these right quick. We also have Kyle Gold's new book, the next in the Cupcake series. This one's called Winter Games, and it's illustrated by Sabretooth Ermine. And I really enjoyed it. I read it recently. It's actually a little on the longer side for a novella, so it's pretty good value. And the main character is a snow leopard. So, yeah, I don't know how many. I think we only have like one or two other books that have snow leopard main characters.
Yeah, they're not terribly common.
It's definitely got the male yaff in it, so you'll want to check that out. And this mic is still giving me grief here. And the third one is Inobi's Lucid comic, which is on FA. Parts of it are on FA. He sold a digital version. We're doing the print edition. And it's about a bunny basically has a lucid dream where he's getting filled by cocks and toys and tentacles and all kinds of just stretched holes and cum and lube everywhere.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff. And interestingly colored characters, because they're all like blue.
And mauve and puce. And... No? Okay.
They're mostly blue.
Okay. Sorry, just making sure.
There are other characters in it. There's like a tiger, I think, not a canine. But yeah, lots of good stuff. Gooey faggotry.
Gooey, sexy.
We have some other strange stuff coming up. We're doing Rainforest's anthology as well. They do an anthology every year. All the money goes to charity. We don't take any money for it. We pay our printer for the printing, and everything else goes to the charity. Last year, it was all campfire-esque stories to go with their Camp Rainforest theme. Mm-hmm. This year, it's all steampunk stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, be worth checking out. It's got a very cool cover. I'll probably be putting that online, too, before the convention. So, keep an eye out on our Twitter, which is just for Planet.
Okay.
So, yeah, new stuff. Yay. So, yeah, I'm busy, like, doing all these different layouts, sending shit to the printer, placing orders for stock, trying to figure out how much of everything we need. And because we have Rainforest and Galaxicon are one weekend apart, and we're trying to kind of not have a shitload of stock on hand, because we're moving, and mm-hmm. it's like all that much more to move. And when I got back from Mephit, we took the stock right to the house. So then we had half the stock in the apartment and half the stock in the house. So we've had to kind of pull from two different locations to fill orders and stuff this week. And, you know, we had quite a few orders in the meantime. So it's been kind of a challenging week, you know. It's like one house has... One home has nothing in it, practically. The other home is a sea of boxes and feels almost unlivable. So it's like we're between the house and the apartment right now, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I hate that point where you're between.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, because we're still working in the meantime, too, but... and it's only as much of a pain because the moving process has been extended out by a couple weeks because mm-hmm. we decided to have some painting done before we move into the house. So originally we were going to move all our stuff like on the 8th, and now we're moving it like next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of drawn out a little bit, and I'm eager to be living in the house, you know, because like...
And not out of boxes.
Yeah, I don't want to be out of boxes. I want like my life back and everything, but I want to be enjoying living in the house that we had all this build up for and that we've just bought and we're really proud of. I don't want to be sad leaving the apartment, though, because we've lived there for nearly 7 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like that's been our home all this time. And, you know, there's a lot of folks like move from apartment to apartment every couple of years. And we actually just kind of rooted in there, probably because we didn't want to have to deal with moving
all the stuff you got.
Yeah.
Well, I used to like between losing roommates, gaining roommates, all this other stuff. I used to end up moving like once every year and a half as I switched apartments.
Uh-huh.
And since we moved into this one, we're about to renew again. And that's going to be our 5th or 6th year in that place.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been in there way too long. But ever since they fixed our AC, it's like, We don't have a real reason to move.
Is that work? That's working out really well for you?
Finally, yes. Thank
you. Great.
Freaking God. it took basically Siam and Sarah having a hissy fit at the office because I'd given up. We were going to move because I was sick of our house being almost 90 all summer long.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
But Siam and Sarah had a hissy fit at the office, and they finally changed out the AC, and it's held up wonderfully for like the last 2 months throughout the heat of summer. So I have no real reason to really move. So I guess we're going to re-up for another year.
Makes sense.
So.
Yeah, we recently just re-upped here for the third year.
Yeah.
At this big one, but the fifth year at this complex. So.
Hopefully maybe this time next year we'll be able to start house hunting or something.
Yeah, that's about what we're looking for.
So.
Yeah. Save up money. Finish paying off the cars.
Gonna hang in here for now, pay off the cars, save up a down payment, and then...
Yep.
It'd be nice if you guys get something around this area so you guys wouldn't be too far away.
Well, looking at the Dallas area, Carrollton's, which is where we're at, has the most reasonable. It's not as snooty as some of the other suburbs. It's kind of blue collar. There's some high end places, there's some low end places, but it's kind of the medium between income meets quality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to end up being in the Carrollton area that we end up buying.
Yeah. Because I was really happy with the amount of house we got for a price that we could afford. I think we worked out pretty well there.
And just in my line of work, I look at so many properties across the nation, and I always keep an eye on stuff I see that comes through for the Dallas area. Mm-hmm. Really, the prices that we can afford that come through is in Carrollton, where it's not ghetto.
Yeah, so. Our neighborhood looks real nice. I'm pretty happy about that.
Yep.
That's something that I definitely, because my mom's neighborhood was like fine when they moved in, and there was all these like 80, 90-year-old ladies living there, and then they all went to live with their younger relatives and children as time went by and sold the houses, and then the next generation of people that they got in there kind of shitted up the neighborhood. Like, it just really kind of went over the course of the 17 or so years my mom lived there. And so I was kind of looking around the neighborhood and, like, seeing, like, okay, you know, how well do people kind of keep up their area here and everything. And
because you don't have an HOA to force people to do that, do you?
No, we don't. And we really wanted to avoid an HOA because... All I've ever heard of HOAs have been horror stories, frankly.
Basically, yeah.
You know, it's like, we're going to take $200 a month, and then we're going to tell you what kind of car you can drive. It's like, fuck you. Yeah. So, you know, and I was reading, I can't even remember who this was. This was a few months ago. Somebody was like, they're getting called out by their HOA because their garage door was a different color than their neighbor's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like... Unless it's like fucking some god awful
neon
color.
Pink.
Yeah, it's not shitting up the neighborhood, you know? If it's not bright pink or, I don't know.
Something crazy.
Something crazy. Polka dots or something, you know? I don't know. Yeah. You have
painted a huge gaping furry asshole.
Yeah, that
put car here.
That might actually get other attention, the like the police. Fans.
I thought you were gonna say they painted like goatsy on their garage door.
Well, that would also get unwanted attention.
Yeah, I think this city would actually step in and fine you in that case. But yeah, I just did not want to deal with HOAs. But luckily, it looks like the neighborhood. People are
most of the
taking care of their own shit.
HOA fees are really unreasonable for what you get.
Yeah, you know, like, we were looking around, or like, I'd be fine with it if the HOA also included yard maintenance. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was a couple $100 a month and they were going to come and cut the whole yard and trim the hedges and maintain everything in the neighborhood, then that's fine because you figure, oh, well, you know, you'd be paying a yard guy anyway, if you weren't going to do it yourself, so. Mm-hmm. But most of them are like, oh, you can use the community pool, you know?
Or there might be some kind of, like, community center or something.
Yeah, it's like, how many times have I used the community pool in the 6 years I've lived in this apartment complex? You know, I mean, that shit ain't worth it. So
yeah. Anywho, Housecast.
Yeah.
What do you guys have coming up this weekend?
Who are you asking?
Both of you.
Oh,
lots of con-related business.
Yeah.
It's like my weekend is pretty much taken up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you guys have a staff meeting on Saturday, and we got a board meeting on Sunday.
Yeah.
All the con.
Which is now later in the day, by the way. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. I may just kind of step in and then step out of the staff meeting. I don't know. I don't got anything to add. Haven't added anything in gaming yet.
Yeah. So for me, it's probably going to be doing any last minute things I have to do to prep for Planet for upcoming cons. Then imagine the majority of my weekend is going to be finally getting more packing done and going through some old stuff. And, you know, a lot of what we're doing is clearing out some old stuff that we haven't been using a lot, or old clothes or old magazines that are just taking up space, that kind of thing. So I need to do that. There's a couple of boxes of mail I need to go through, to just papers that just build up on my desk, you know. So I'm terrible about not getting the shit like that right away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what I'm going to do majority of the weekend, is basically prepping to move and moving more individual shit, like I was saying, over to the house.
The delicate stuff,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't... When you have a dildo sculpture as majestic as the one you own, you have to be real careful with that.
Solid glass, and it comes wine in a fountain. So, you know, it's a specialty piece, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just order this from Bad Dragon.
No, not at all, you know? And, you know, it just flows the whole time, and, you know, there's, like, the Maraschino cherry dispenser if you squeeze the knot.
I would just, you know, it would be one thing if it comes wine, you know, if that was like one of the yellow Zins, that would look really wrong, and I am totally not into water sports. But if it's red wine, it just looks like it's coming blood, so I don't know if that's any better, you know?
Yeah. That's pretty horrifying, actually. You'd be like, what's this bowl of nuts here for? Oh, those are signifying the kidney stones.
It's just an anatomical structure.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty horrifying idea, now that I think about it. Sarah, why did you think of that terrible idea? It's all your fault.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Why would you do that?
Let's see.
It's like the episode of Red Dwarf. There was one where he changed history and he ended up super rich, and he had like a 60-foot statue of himself built in his manor grounds, and his butler is like, they have not yet figured out how to make it urinate champagne into the fountain.
Yes.
He's like, it's a bit of a laugh, isn't it? You know, just...
Listen, last weekend I did absolutely nothing, and it was glorious, because weekend before we had MFM and driving all over the world, and we just kind of decided, you know, we don't want to go anywhere, we don't want to do anything, so we're going to just sit around the house. So
we sat, chair spin.
Yeah, so played a lot of video games, watched a fair bit of anime, actually.
I forget, did y'all do a Tornado Con / A-Fest con report last week?
Somewhat.
It was sort of the con was a bit shit. I didn't go after the second day because it wasn't worth my time.
Well, I talked about mine, so you could still do yours. And then this upcoming weekend, we've got all the con stuff because it's a double con meeting weekend for us. I'm teleporting through time. Tomorrow.
Yesterday I will be at the staff meeting.
Yes.
Future past.
So tomorrow we're going to be running around for Halloween costume bits for Sarah. That's going to be an interesting one.
I was going to say, isn't it fucking early? I was like, oh no, wait, God, next month is October. Fuck.
Yeah, so they wanted
It's October in like 3 weeks.
They want to go look for bits and pieces, and then Sunday, if it doesn't rain, we're probably going to go down to Pride. And hang. I know you're not really thrilled about those events. I've never been, so I figured it would be.
Oh, well, you know, check it out once. Go people watching. Check out the parade. Watch the stony silence when the log cabin Republican float goes by.
That's basically it. So I figured I haven't been to Pride, and I guess that makes me a bad, almost lesbian. So I figured I'd go down and just see it. And then try not to get rained on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then next weekend is the Oktoberfest in September here in Addison.
Mm.
Beer, 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 beer.
Blah.
Eh, I like it, and I like the beer that they served at least last year. So, but it was fun. Last year we got rained on because that was that first rain we had had for like 3 months, and it just poured down. So we went out there, and it was kind of starting to drip rain, and we kind of looked at the sky and said, well, we hasn't really rained lately, and it hasn't really amounted to anything, so we might get a little bit drizzled on, but we'll dry off.
But no big deal. Yeah.
And then it poured. It pissed down rain.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think I remember that.
A really torrential soaking rain. The first we'd had in months, so I ended up soaked to the skin. Siam ended up soaked to the skin, and we ran into, like, a group of the other locals, also soaked to the skin. So we all decided it would be a really good idea to go. They have a gigantic, I mean, it's the size of a football field, almost tent. We decided to all go into that. Well, they also air-conditioned this tent.
Oh, no.
So it's cool outside. We're soaked to our skin, and the tent is actually freezing. Because we're wet and cold already, and it's now wet and cold in the tent. And the entire rest of Oktoberfest squeezed into the tent.
Oh, jeez.
Because it's pouring out. But had a good time. I mean, most of the local folks who like beer were there. Had a good time despite being really, really wet. And so I'm looking forward to doing it again.
So wet.
So we'll probably do that next weekend. Debating doing Shakespeare in the Park on Wednesday, but I'm not sure.
Oh, we have that here?
Yeah, Addison Park has Shakespeare in the Park.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's Macbeth Wednesday. I don't know what's after that. So,
cool.
Hopefully it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Woohoo! I'm manly or some shit. I don't know.
Does that count as manly?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It is the manliest thing.
Just because I fuck men doesn't make me not manly. Because I also fuck women. No problem for those that only fuck men, though. No. Stop looking at porn, Tavern.
So does that make me manly, too?
Yes, you're very masculine.
Because I fuck men too.
No, because you have like a massive jackhat cock.
Yep. There's that too.
All right, so.
Severus, like, change the subject.
We should read an email or five. Penis.
You don't want to talk about Shiva's cock?
Not really.
You don't think we should have a long, in-depth discussion discussing, you know, curvature of the head, texture of the shaft,
the tentacles,
how many knots it has, four last you felt?
No,
it's like, stop, please stop.
Yeah,
you're like, ah, no, Armageddon, Armageddon. And she was like, I'm not balls deep yet. Only good boys get safe words. You little bitch. I've seen horse cocks. I know you can take more than this. Ah. Ooh, getting a little hard here.
You have hurt Severin. Or at least
sigh.
Just face hoof right into the microphone. Just ah.
So hey, there's an email. You should read some.
Why don't you do that? I'll be jerking off.
Well, hope you can jerk off pretty quick, because this one's short. Hey, Notcast. Oh, God, my hair. My back. My chair.
Oh, God, it's on the walls.
Hey, not cast, right? It's been 60-plus episodes since I wrote in, but life has been completely insane. For some context, it was episode 126, the one where the Alaskan fur wrote in. That was me, smiley face. Anyways, I'm still not caught up with all my furry podcasts. I still have many weeks of audio left. Anyways, I love the show and will listen forever. With love, R34E621 fan.
Oh, that board thing.
Yep. He likes his Rule 34 and he likes E621. So he likes fapping to them. He likes fapping them cartoons.
Kind of like us, I guess.
Cartoons.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, the Simpsons taking it from the Addams Family. I don't know.
At Rescue Rangers.
Start mixing your genres.
Pokemons.
They're so delicious. Just eat them one after the other.
Hey, Shiva.
Yes?
You sure an email?
I suppose.
You guess?
I guess. Retrieve the iPad.
You know, I really like this cider. It's like, I don't like beer, but I like cider.
Have you tried this? This is actually not shit.
Yeah, have you guys tried the Ace Pear?
Nope.
Ace makes a really nice pear cider, and I like it better than, I think it's Ace.
Yep, it's Strongbow, English dry cider.
Mm.
It's only 5% aqua volume, so it's similar to that of a bitch beer, but it's pretty good.
I'm surprised it's dry, actually. Usually I like sweet alcohol rather than dry.
There's a thing, it's like St. Crispin's sweet.
I like St. Crispin's. Crispin's is good.
Mm. But it was really good. It's a bit sweeter than this.
Okay.
I like Crispin's. I like, let's see. Which one did you just read, or did you already archive
it? I already archived it.
Breaking up is hard to do. Before I get into the meat of this email, I had a question and a comment about the previous episode. First, a question for Shiva. In the food tangent, you had mentioned some kind of dessert involving eggs, chocolate, coffee, and a blender. Since I love both chocolate and coffee and also have a blender, I'm intrigued. What's it called? How do you spell it? And do you have any tips on making it? Yeah, it's actually pretty easy. I'll tell you in a moment. Second, a comment. One of your faithful listeners asked whether or not tongue rings increase the awesomeness of a blowjob. I must be bucking the trend because my girlfriend has a bar through her tongue and I personally like it better without the piercing. Without the extra metal, it feels silky, smooth, and awesome. Vibrating tongue rings, however, are better than either. And now on to the main subject of the email, depressing though it is. I've written in before for advice on my relationship with my girlfriend. I think this will be the last time I write in about this relationship, since I'm pretty sure it's going to be ending soon. The only question is, and for this I ask you, is how, and for this I ask your advice. Despite how frustrated I am with the relationship, I don't want to hurt her any more than is necessary, nor do I want her out on the street. The problem is that I'm the only one of us that's working right now, and even when she is working, I don't see her as being able to support herself. Her family is pretty much scattered, with her mother dead, her father a deadbeat druggie, and her extended family wanting nothing to do with her due to her father. Before, she was staying with her godparents, but they don't seem to want her back either. Early this month, we came perilously close to breaking up and only stopped because she had nowhere else to go. She said that if we broke up, she couldn't stay here for even a day and that she would pack up in her car and leave immediately. The problem is that she has nowhere else to go and that her car isn't reliable enough to travel very far. Something is wrong with the transmission and it overheats if driven too hard or too fast. I've decided our relationship is most likely past mending, due to her inability to work and unwillingness to help out around the house. She has several expensive habits, heavy smoker, drinks a 12-pack of soda every 2 days or so, always has something else she needs to buy, needs constant prodding to put in job applications, and no matter how I prod, hardly ever seems to get dishes done or cleaned up the mess she leaves around the house. Some days it feels like I have to wade through a sea of discarded soda cans and food wrappers to get to the couch. Conversely, I've been working a full-time job and have been taking 50-plus hours weeks lately. I want to spend what little free time I have on myself rather than picking up after her. So my ultimate question is, how do I handle this without leaving her to starve to death in a ditch somewhere? I really want her out of my life, but she has nowhere to go. And I care enough about her not to want her to end up stranded by the side of the road with a broke down car and no money. Ah. Oh, and there's a quick follow up. Let's see.
Yeah, go ahead and hit the follow-up just so we have the latest information, I guess.
See. I think he just forgot the byline. He said, thanks, Brant the Dragon. So.
Oh, you need to kick her to the curb, dude.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I know that you care about her and you don't want to fuck somebody over, but the way you describe her, she sounds like a fucking deadbeat, man. You know, I mean, it's one thing to be unemployed. In this day and age, a lot of people are unemployed.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm unemployed.
But the not being able to maintain a job and not doing fuck all in the house and sucking up all your money on expensive habits at the same time, it doesn't sound like she's really putting anything into the relationship, you know. And frankly, it's not your job to watch out for this person for the rest of your life, you know, because, you know, shit's not going to change by itself, you know, unless she has a reason to. I don't think she's going to change. And if you just never dump her because you don't want her to be kicked out or to be homeless or something, then, you know, she's never going to leave.
Yeah.
She has no reason to change. She will find a way if you dump her. She'll figure something out, and she has relatives, and whether they want to take her back or not, she's family. You know, and that's not 100% guarantee, but you know, it kind of sounds like she's using you as a life support system right now, and you just kind of got to cut the tie on that.
Yeah. You know, I have another friend of mine in the same sort of situation, and it's really problematic because it's just like a mirror of your situation, but minus the drinking,
yeah,
and the smoking parts. But yeah, it's a shit situation, and like Fuzz said, she's gonna have to find her own way, and you can't be responsible for keeping them around out of a sense of pity. I mean, yeah, it's gonna suck for her. It's gonna be a cold wake up call.
And sometimes it takes that boot in the ass to realize, you know, yeah, sometimes you do have to clean up after yourself and you do have to work. If you don't work, shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm unemployed and I'm looking for a job, but, you know, I sure as hell keep shit up around here, you know.
And my mate Siam also isn't unemployed, and as a result, his trade-off on things is he pretty much takes care of all of the housework. And kind of just so me and Sarah go out and we work, then when we come home, except for the cooking I do for fun, Siam takes care of most of the rest. We have minor things that we do around the house, but his chip in is he keeps the house in really good order.
Cool.
Instead of, whereas me and Sarah go out and do our 8 hours in at the jobs each day, and that's just how we divide labor.
Yeah, I mean,
so it comes down to if you're not, you got to contribute somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I do laundry, dishes, trash, keep the place clean as it is, and I do cook. So I mean, I fill that role pretty well. But if she's not even doing that, sorry, dude, it's not really worth your time and all the money she's sucking out of you. Other than that,
what seemed like there was another comment earlier I was gonna comment on.
What's this dessert you're talking about?
All right.
Oh, right.
So he asked what it's a really, really simple dessert.
Kind of like a meringue or something?
No, it's called a pot de creme. It's a French thing. Easiest way to find it and the recipe I used that worked really well is you go to thepioneerwoman.com. And it's spelled POTS. Space DE space CREME. It's a really simple recipe. You need a blender and ingredients. What you need is you need chocolate chips, 4 eggs. She recommends salt. I can't remember if I use it or not. Screaming hot coffee. And you can either use vanilla or you can use some other alcohol like a Grand Marnier or... I was going to do a Grand Marnier, I think, next time, or one of the orange liqueurs to make something like a chocolate orange. What it is you basically take a blender, put in the chocolate chips, put in the eggs and whatever alcohol flavoring you want to use. So I use vanilla. Pick your alcohol. It's not much. It's just like a couple teaspoons or so. And you blitz it all up. So you have like this slurry of egg and chocolate chip tiny bits and flavoring. So you... And then you put it on pretty much the highest speed and you take the coffee. The coffee has to be screaming hot. I brewed fresh coffee and then I put it in the microwave and I made sure I had it up near boiling. You need it really, really hot. Then with a blender going pretty much full speed, you pour the coffee slowly. And the point of doing this is it cooks the eggs as it's blending. So when you get done, you have this really, really thick, frothy, almost like chocolate mousse. You pour into little tiny, whatever you want to serve it in. I've seen it done in tiny little pots. I did it in wine glasses just because it's frou-frou. And it comes out, depending on how sweet your chocolate is, you may want to add some sugar or not. I used some pretty bitter, and it was almost too chocolatey. But you pour it into little tiny cups and it's like chocolate mousse and you chill it down and you serve it with a little bit of whipped cream on top to help cut the chocolate. And it's basically a chocolate custard. Somewhere between pudding and chocolate mousse is the texture. It's really nice and it's really delicious and it's just a blender, eggs and coffee and chocolate. That's pretty much it. And it's super easy and delicious.
I feel like we should do like a fucking Notcast cookbook or something like that.
No, this is just because I like to cook.
Yeah, with like Shiva's recipes, you know, Saffron's cupcake recipes or something.
Yep.
They have, heck, they Guardian have and his baking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was one of our major things last weekend. I don't know what exactly got into him, but Sarah made... came up with this wild hair of he wanted to make muffins last weekend.
Must have been talking to my fox.
Muffins! Well, to be fair, you know, Rory and Fez are like muffin obsessed.
No, Rory's muffin obsessed. Fez is waffle obsessed.
Baked goods. Well, breakfast items. So he said, I want to make muffins. So I was like, well, I've got a couple of good recipes where we can hit Guardian up for some. Guardian didn't get it back to us until we had already gone to the store. And we made muffins. I was really impressed with how his muffins came out. Mm. And because I didn't really know how much he knew how to bake, but he follows instructions well. And I just kind of
sit.
Basically.
Bake.
Now,
whip.
So we made these blueberry muffins that were also had sour cream mixed into them. But he wanted to do like a crumb topping. I had a rough idea to make it. So we figured out how to do a crumb topping on top. Mm. But we made too much. We had like this half a thing of crumb topping left.
What are we going to do with all these muffins?
Well, no, we only made 6 muffins. They were big ones, but we only made 6 muffins. So he had a whole bunch of crumb topping left. Well, he's like, I'll make spice cake because he's had one that he wanted to make for a while. So he makes spice cake and we think, oh, we'll just put the crumb topping on top. Well, we put the crumb topping on top, we bake it, and we come out and there's no more crumb topping. Oh, crumb topping got eaten by the cake.
Interesting.
Well, when we go to have the cake, it's had basically crumb topping is like sugar, a little bit of flour, lots of butter, some spices. Well, all of this had kind of melted, oozed down through the cake, so there were like little cinnamon gooey spots in the middle, and then there was a whole bunch of buttery, gooey cinnamon on the bottom. It was actually really delicious.
Accidental recipe.
Yeah, well, it was just funny. We expected to pull it out of the oven, and there's nothing on top. It's like it ate every speck of the goodies. It's like, oh. Huh. So, live and learn. That's not how you make crumb topping for a cake.
Sounds like the results were pretty good either way, though.
Yeah, so we had really, really good baked goods.
Oh,
and somebody other than me baked, which is absolutely amazing.
There was something, I was listening to y'all's episode last week, and one of the emails that came in, and there was something I wanted to address. about why I would take 35 up to Kansas and then
from
go,
the trucker.
The reason is it does add, it's not adding 100 miles. It's, well, it's like 88 miles it adds to the journey.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at it on Google Maps, it only made the journey like 7 minutes longer because it was all interstate and none of it was like state highways or anything like that. So basically my thought was it's just about the same amount of time and it'll be
fast. A straight shot?
It'll be faster. It's a straight shot. Finding gas stations will be a lot easier because it's interstate all the way. And, you know, so that's why we did it. It was really fucking easy directions, too. And we weren't constantly trying to find, like, another turn or something. I know the other one is not, like, 8 million different turns, but there's a couple. And so that was kind of our thoughts on that, that we would just take the interstate. And hopefully that would be less problematic. And it was only, like, only added, like, less than 10 minutes to the trip. So.
You weren't even here. You still participated.
Well, I mean, I just, like, listened to the show and, you know.
I was just amused.
Let me hear what kind of crazy shit they talk about.
Oh, God.
When I'm not here, you know.
Nothing too wild. I think we were both kind of tired last week.
That's been happening to me a lot lately, though.
Well, just you're in going general, six ways from Sunday, to be honest.
Well, I mean, even like on a show, yeah, I've been getting not a lot of sleep lately. So, oh, man, I was so tired at work today, and my whole body ached, and I think I had, like, a lot of stress tension in my shoulders and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was every Friday, and I've seen her in there for a while, but there's this little room that this lady rents out in our office building next to the cafe. And every Friday she's there and she does massages. You know, it's $1 a minute, so I guess it's a little expensive, but I constantly thought, like, oh, I'm going to do that someday. I'm going to do that someday.
Did you finally do it?
And today I was just like, oh, fuck it. You know, I hurt. I'm exhausted. I'm stressed out. And I'm not motivated at work. And so I went down and I got like a 15-minute massage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drank a shitload of water because she told me to because of the lactic acid and everything released by your muscles. But the last couple hours of the day, I actually felt way more motivated than I had all day. And I actually had a semi-productive day overall in the end, despite the fact that I hadn't gotten enough sleep the night before. But I don't even know why I'm mentioning this now. I just kind
of
rambled.
Yeah, it's sort of a random tangent. I'm like, you're talking about travel, and then you're talking about massaging. And
No, I think, okay, you had a massage. It wasn't a quack. It felt good. You know, hey.
Yeah, well,
that's
I mean,
not bad, you know.
I don't ever do that. So it was kind of like, you know, treat myself. Not really treat myself, just like I need something to feel better physically. And it kind of worked. So, and I've been told by a couple of people you should probably go get a massage and get some of the tension out, you know?
I mean, I've had some massages that were okay, and I had some that just didn't do crap for me, so I'm kind of usually leery going into them.
Mm-hmm.
The one time I had a massage where, oh my God, it was right before my wedding. I was wound up and crazy stressed.
Yeah.
And I went to get Chinese therapeutic massage.
Huh.
First of all, it's not fun. It hurts.
Yeah.
Is that where they, like, step on you and...
No, that's...
There was some pain involved
that's
in this.
No, this is, like, joint manipulation that's... They use a very firm touch, and there's a lot of... It, when you get done, it's very uncomfortable while they're doing it. I mean, extremely uncomfortable while they're doing it. But as you start to loosen up, it gets less and less uncomfortable. And when I got up off the table after they did a couple of positions and then a lot of maneuvering, just like pressure on spine, pressure on shoulders, they tugged and moved me. It's not like the pleasurable stroking and moving and soothing that is like...
And stroking and warm wetness of the mouth.
Yeah, well, no, nothing like that. Unless I'm like masochistic. Because
that's a fox massage.
Oh my! But when I got up off that table, I felt drunk, just from the endorphins and everything else.
Right.
I got up off the table. I had such a head rush. I felt drunk. And it was amazing when I got done. But getting to that point hurt. I mean, I'm glad I did it because it helped a lot of my other stresses. But I got up and I felt just head rush, fuzzy, drunk. And it was one of the most amazing feelings. It didn't last more than like 5 minutes. And then I was relaxed and I still felt very limbered up. But I have never gotten up off a surface and just staggered because I was so drunk off the whatever they have done to my body.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Yeah, there was some discomfort with this, but I knew like real proper massage or not the Murray Scritchy massage, quote unquote, you get from friends that are just rubbing your back or something. They're actually like squeezing and manipulating the muscles and, you know, getting out some tension and stuff. It takes some effort. Yeah.
There's a chiropractor that Cyan's been going to for his bad back for years. And last summer or something, I coughed. Or it was like last winter, I got like a cold. And I coughed really hard, and I really crinked my neck in doing so. So I had something pinched in my shoulder just from coughing really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So I went up, said hi to the doc. I'd met him a couple times, hadn't needed his services because, well, I don't really have a bad back or really anything. And he basically did a little bit of manipulation because I had tweaked something in my neck, and it was pinching. Mm-hmm. So he did some manipulation on my neck and shoulders, but before he did that, they had the table. The table is a marvelous thing because what it is, it's a flat table with like a roller.
I think you told me about this. And
basically they put an electrode on your shoulder right around corresponding to where the crink is. And they have like, I think where it discharges out where it's like on like your other wrist or something. So they run a low current through you. You can't feel it. The only time I accidentally felt it was when I accidentally brushed something metal in my pocket, and then it gave a couple of good cracks because I was grounding in the wrong way. And I stopped touching the metal thing really fast. But it puts a low current through you. You don't feel it. And basically what you do is there's this, you lie on your back, and there's this roller that starts right just below your neck, and it rolls down your spine until, and it basically lifts you up maybe about a half an inch to three quarters of an inch. And it's got a fairly small surface, so it's like having a very small roller go up your spine to the point where it starts pushing on your tailbone, and then it passes down.
So you're laying on your back?
Yeah, I'm laying on your back. Okay. So it's basically having like a rolling pin going up and down your spine, only you're lying on top of it, and it's lifting you a little in each pass. Mm-hmm. For the first couple of minutes, again, this is really uncomfortable because especially if it gets to a tight point. Mm-hmm. Like for me, it got really kind of uncomfortable about when it started passing over my hip bones to my tailbone. And but as time goes on and you start to loosen up, it starts to feel really good. And they put you on the table for usually, depending on how tight you are, between 5 to 15 minutes. It really depends. I think I was on it for about 10 minutes. Then they come in, they turn off the rollers, they take off the electrodes, and you try to stand up. Please note the try in this, because when you sit up and then you try to stand up, it feels like your spine is now a noodle. It feels amazing. It just feels like you are liquid from your neck all the way down to your hips. You feel completely loose, completely relaxed, and it's amazing. And usually the doc puts you on this because it relaxes you so much. So after that, he goes in and is able to get your joints to align and move because you are now a noodle.
That sounds awesome.
It is a I mean, I would pay just to go in and ride the table because the table is a marvelous thing. Huh. I mean, just put it up in a mall, let me put quarters in it, and I'll lie on it, and I'll be happy. So, yeah.
Adventures in Chiropractic.
Yeah.
I've thought of seeing a chiropractor every now and then.
Well, I can tell you that the one Siam's go to is really fantastic. It's been keeping him mobile for like the last year, and you know what kind of spine problems he's been having.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
So, my couple trips up to him, I've liked it, and he has done wonders for, you know, just helping keep Siam functional when nothing else was really coping, not pain meds or anything else, so.
Yeah, maybe he could help with whatever is fucked up on my back.
And it's right next, it's right near your house, your new house.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, okay,
it's cool. Like right there.
Sweet.
So.
I should read an email now.
Yeah,
I think so.
God, Saverin, you're not jamming with us.
Y'all are... Yeah, not really, no. We're talking about things like houses and chiropractic and...
So?
Well, we're talking about things that feel
you're
good.
You're still 29. You don't understand these 30-something concerns.
I don't know. I think you could be 15 and the table would still be, like, orgasmically comfortable.
Oh, I imagine so, but it's just like, you're describing the massage on a podcast. It just doesn't strike me as the most gripping thing.
I'll show you a gripping thing. Grip this, bitch.
Okay.
We are not Rule 34-ing you guys. I'm sorry. No, I draw the line at that.
Well, I told you that's got to be our new show art, you know, is me stuffing my balls into your ass and Shiva taking pictures and eating popcorn.
And what's great is that she can take photos with one hand and use her four legs to hold the popcorn so she has the other hand free to eat popcorn. She can be all like, neat.
Oh God, what was it? Oh God, the toy that Avery posted the other day.
Yeah.
And you were like, popcorn.
Yes, totally. Had to get you back. That was a great comment though.
Yes,
that's hilarious.
Like, popcorn?
Just popcorn. I'm not gonna comment, I'm just gonna watch this.
Popcorn.
Okay, let's see. All right. Let me change the orientation on the tablet here.
It was only so easy to change our orientation.
Oh,
it is now gay.
It was already gay.
I can flick a switch. No. Okay. No subject. Hey, guys. Saw the show was off topic and decided to send in a note. I apologize in advance if the email is long or some things end abruptly. I was in a browser game chat room, and the discussion turned to the admin and other mods talking about girls and boobs. They noted I'm gay, and any joke made is all in fun. When I was asked about it, I told them that tits just don't do anything for me, but I do find the vag appealing. The room was quiet for a minute, with the admin commenting, "Dude, you're the weirdest gay guy I've ever met." We all had a laugh, and it became a fun joke of me being scared of boobs. So he would not have the Kevin Smith panic room. That was the Cox. That was the Pink Limpies.
Yeah, the Mr. Limpies.
Oh, the Mr. Limpies. Okay, I was thinking of something else. On another note, I was listening through the last few episodes, and when it got to WOF4, or Wheel of Fetishes 4, and heard Fuzz talking about what he likes as far as artwork, I went back and listened to the other installments, and most of what was sent in were either RL or RP kinks. I figured I would post a few of mine artwork-wise. And here's the list. Chubbs. I love guys with bellies. Though most are bears and other hefty species, I love seeing chubby mice and rabbits. Uncut guys. Yes, I'm a sucker for foreskin and love seeing a non-humanoid cock sporting it. Asses. Can be either the drum-tight kind drawn by Wookiee or the big round ones Vamp Plus draws. I love to see them. Wet guys. Can be from being in a pool or shower, greasy from working on machinery, getting caught in the rain, or just working up a sweat. I like seeing guys covered in water/fluid, usually muscular guys. Or it could be just a guy who accidentally wet his pants, which ties into another. Blushing or embarrassed guys, as mentioned in the other guys who wet themselves, are rendered bottomless by a friend's pantsing them, splitting their pants, and so on.
Are rendered bottomless by a hefty sword bisecting their torso. Wait.
No.
Don't ruin my fetish, man. I just love their cute red faces and their gallons of blood. No. I'll play along with the fox. Underwear. I love plain old cotton undies on guys. Boxers, briefs, thongs, anything stretched around a nice ass, I instantly fave. You must love Aaron's artwork. And lastly, tease pictures. Not the pages of a comic an artist posts on FA to get people to subscribe to the websites, but ones of guys with an open shirt and pants with only their undies and pubes showing. I find these more arousal than the full frontal nudity. Arousing. No, sorry. Well, I hope you guys have a nice weekend, and hopefully we'll catch you guys at MFM next year after I get my ID replaced. The Fox from Mississippi, Shade. P.S. Have you guys seen the WoW playsets from Mega Bloks yet?
I have not.
Yes, they are awesome. Kind of like I don't have a place, because I want the airship playset.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a night elf on a lightsaber with a catapult, but it's one of the Northrend style airships with like the blade on front and the smaller boat part.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a Tarn in like tier 2. For the Horde minifigure. It just looks really cool. And that's like the kind of neat shit that I'm like, man, kids these days, they got cool toys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know.
So why don't you buy one?
I just haven't yet. I have to have somewhere to put it first.
I'm Googling.
I still
this.
Need to get some more shelving for my pony stuff.
Get rid of all this pony stuff. Get some WoW in here. No, I'm kidding.
You know, I've got my Vash figure over there with his, you know.
Oh god! Yeah, I saw you tweet that.
Vash. Yeah, he just like his hands. I'm like, ha, 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 I've captured all these zebras. So it's like I gotta find spaces for stuff before I acquire stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe once you get rid of all them zebras.
I'm googling it now because I hadn't seen these.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
All
they've got
the dolphin torture.
This mic stand is totally fucked.
That's because you have too much weight on the front end. What you need to do is you need to shift the...
It's not my fault my mic stand has the badonkadonk going on.
Yeah, but once you put the boom back a little bit, it's not going to have as much weight on the front end.
Well, it's also too short because it's not like above my head properly.
Wow, it's adjustable.
Yeah, well, I didn't set it up, so meh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about all the mic sounds here, guys, but...
But yeah, the WoW play sets for Mega Bloks pretty cool. The Halo sets are pretty cool. Lord of the Rings Legos. Avengers Legos. Kids get some pretty cool licensed sets nowadays. I mean, I was happy with, like, the Undersea Adventures and Lego, like, castle sets back in the day. And the pirate sets. I had one of the big pirate sets when I was a kid. So
arr.
I just had random blocks.
No, man, I
had some Legos and shit.
Legos were like the toys of my childhood.
Legos, G.I. Joes. I had a bunch of Star Wars stuff for a while.
Yeah.
A few Transformers. They broke.
The only problem with Legos is stepping on them.
That hurts.
Yes, it does.
The little four peg? Yeah. Little four peg blocks in the middle of the night, barefoot. Yeah.
Mm. That fucking hurts.
Or the little two ones, because they're small enough that you end up standing like right on the corner of them or something.
Yeah.
Digs right under the meat
like,
of your foot.
You worry about somebody sneaking up and you just scatter them like caltrops. So nobody will ever be able to get to your bed.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to read an email.
Are you? Are you really?
No.
No, because they're actually past an hour, so I'm going to stop and save first.
Ha! Ha! The fox has been defeated by my mighty Wang.
And you're full of words.
Wang.
Sure.
Chung. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Channeling your inner fox.
Yep. We've wandered all over the place tonight.
Yep.
It doesn't help that it's 11 p.m. on a Friday night.
Yep.
And we're talking about things from AdamandEve.com.
Yep.
That bird of salesmanship, right?
Yep.
He's full of sex toys from AdamandEve.com. Or something like that. It's like a stork, except in delivering a baby. It's delivering stuff that you can use to help make babies.
Or make you
not have babies. I don't know.
It's shit that make you come. Ah.
Yes, so that you don't have babies.
Yes, because your cum just went everywhere.
But the vagina.
Right.
So
that's the last place you'd want it to go.
Week's item is the Double Delight Strap-On. It is a purple double-ended dong of doom for female listeners, all dozen of you, to stick in and stick in your man. So it is a double dildo harness that basically one end goes in you, the other end goes in him or her.
Or equal opportunity.
And it's kind of like a fieldo, kind of not. Looks kind of terrifying, but looks like it'd be pretty fun too.
It's like if a being that was made of dicks was doing the Texas Rangers longhorn motion.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
It's got 41 reviews, 4 stars, $39.95. But if you use our coupon code NOT,
it's KNOT.
You can get 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, mystery gift, and free shipping within the continental U.S.
Man, I'm thinking of the alternatives here. It's like, you know, you could the woman could put like two of them inside her and then fuck two people at once. Or she could put one in her vag and one in her ass and be like stuck between two people and be like humping back and forth.
Just rocking those hips. That would require such dexterity, but you would be a fuck goddess otherwise. If I can pull this off, I'll be a god.
I imagine that you would end up looking like those little ball things you get for desks that click back and forth.
Oh god.
More margarita.
What?
No. So yeah, it's adamandeve.com. Double the light strap on, $40, but it'll be $20 if you use our coupon code.
You know what? You should put the link to the item we talk about in the show notes.
I do.
Well, okay then.
Yeah.
Fine. Did you put the links to the other stuff we were talking about in the show notes?
Yeah. Anytime there's a
URL, like,
notable thing that we talk about, I stuff it in the show notes nowadays.
Like that animated GIF of me stuffing my balls in your ass.
Just remind me to get you the link then for that recipe then.
That doesn't exist.
You think.
Well. Yeah, I guess. So anyways,
I was pretty drunk that night.
Oh, you've not seen me drunk. Actually, you have seen me that drunk. Remember a couple years ago at OkCon, I had so much wine.
Oh god, I heard about that and I missed it.
I was so drunk, oh my god.
I don't remember.
But I was a funny drunk.
That's the year that we were guests of honor, and you guys went to the soiree.
Yeah.
And I had a
shit ton of cheese, and I got super drunk on wine.
Like, cheese is not enough to really fill you up, and then they just kept giving us more wine.
Then
I was trying to pace myself, because I don't drink very often, and I'm like, I will get sick.
And I was like, just, man, this shit's good. Bam. Another.
You're not supposed to do shots of wine. You just knock them back. You're like, hey, horses, girls, what was that shit there? Yeah, that shit was the good shit. Give me more of that. Here's another $100 on a charity. More wine!
I'm actually aiming to be up there in time to go to the soiree this year.
I am not going to be there.
At all? Or for the soiree?
My wrist hurts. I won't be there for the soiree because I have to work Thursday and Friday.
Well, so I've always made it up there Thursday night, but I usually get up there at around 11 because I leave after work.
Yeah, we're making it up there Thursday.
I'm actually taking a half day this time.
We have Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
What blows is that I'm working Friday, so I have to go up there Friday after work and leave Sunday night.
Yeah, a couple others says that your job won't let them have the days off anyway. So.
Yep.
Well.
So.
Sucks for you guys.
Yeah. Because
Panther and I are going to be up there. We're going to have cheese wine. We're going to fuck all them bitches.
Eat some cheese for me.
They are the ball lickers who are going to pay.
All I know is this upcoming OkCon, if I see that dude wearing a kilt and no underwear again, I am going to say something.
Push him down on a cactus.
I just, this dude was saying, I don't know his name, so it's just this dude. was sitting across the fire from us, down by the fire pit. He was wearing a kilt and not wearing any underwear and not sitting like a lady.
So he had his balls hanging out everywhere.
So I saw more about him to know that he shaves his balls than I ever wanted to know about this gentleman. Because he looked like a young boy. And I did never needed to know that about him. So, yeah.
All right, so, emails.
So, on the subject of shaved balls, why don't you read any?
Off topic and meeting people. Hey, Notcast, I just started listening about a month ago, and I can't stop. Please send help. You guys liven up my day and occasionally give me a weird look when I laugh out loud at work or in class. Started from episode one and worked my way up. I listen to the new ones first, at least I do now, and then listen to the older ones to catch up. I'm currently at about 85 or so. About that, though, on to my question. I'm trying to make more friends, socialize a bit more than I have been. The problem is my weekly schedule. The way my life goes right now is I go to school at 6:30 in the morning, stay there about 8 hours, then immediately go to work for another 8 hours. After that, I go home, but I live about an hour away from work, so I'm not home until about midnight and go straight to bed. And that's Monday through Friday. Saturday, I recover and do things around the house that need doing. Sunday, I go to local furry meet, and that's my week. This is how it's going to stay until mid-October when I get out of school, just in time for OklaCon. Yay. Smiley face. What I wanted to ask is, do you think there's anything else I can do or try to do to meet people, or do you just need to suck it up till I finish school? If you don't read this on air, could you email me an answer? Much appreciated. The Red Wolf from Tulsa, Ryan Ricarda.
Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Shave your balls.
And suck it up. Yeah, dude, if you're done in mid-October, then you've only got a little bit longer. I'm sure you've got some pretty heavy shit coming up in school, and don't jeopardize it because you want to meet people. It's only a little bit longer, and if you're done in time for OklaCon, that means you can come to the con, have a blast of a time, and not be so much of a unfortunate lowlifer. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm looking at this guy's stuff, and he's got his week planned down to a T. There's really no wiggle room here. You work you go to school 8 hours, you work 8 hours, you go home and you get 6 hours of sleep.
There's no room in
there. There's no room there.
Yeah, you're at that point of your life where you're making sacrifices for your long term benefit. Yeah. You know, where you kinda have to put the social life on the back burner for the time being till you get your degree. And you know, and that's all for the good. But, you know, you could still kind of meet people on the Sunday. That's great. Come to the con. Have a good time. You know, try to chat online when you can. But
it's only like another month at this point.
Yeah.
Well, is he graduating? Is that his whole college done in a month? Or is that just like the end of the semester?
He's out of school in October, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But if his school is ending, if he's finishing up some final stuff and gonna be graduated, well, shit, dude, just suck it up for another month. It's only 4 weeks, and then suddenly you're gonna find yourself with more time on your hands than you know what to do with. Unfortunately, it's gonna be in the mornings, but still, you won't have to be going to school, and you'll get to adjust to a more relaxed way of life, hopefully. And maybe your work schedule can be shifted more towards the middle of the day, and you'll have evenings free. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yep, sounds like a plan.
Get yourself a 9-to-5-er, and then you suddenly have your evenings free.
Working 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Read an email.
Okay. Let's see. That one's a really long one. I will trip all over myself reading that. Let's see.
Oh, actually, hang on. So, this is actually an extension to the email that got sent accidentally. Sorry, to email is a click send instead of save draft, not something I before. Wanted to add that I'm 19 and getting ready to go to college. Any tips for a bisexual college student? Keep up the good work. Love the old music, movie references, weird science rules. Keep making my iPhone bring me joy. Got a brand Red Bull from Tulsa, Ryan Ricarda.
Oh, so he's graduating. So he's
graduating high school.
In October?
Hey, maybe he just had like half a credit to do and was an accelerated program. Hell if I know.
Okay, so
well, then you're going to be going to college.
Look for your local chapter of your LGBTQI
pie potato.
LOL. Yeah.
Yeah, that place.
Couch potato.
There's most of those in most colleges. Also, check out, there's usually a bunch of groups for whatever interest you have. Whether it's computers, gaming,
shaving your balls,
shaving your people balls. Fucking.
Yeah. So, yeah, just kind of keep an eye on some of the social clubs. There may be some local furs that go to.
Yeah, and you know, do what we always say, you know, do the Your State Furries search on Google. And a lot of the larger towns, there'll be other furs going to the same school, possibly. And, you know, you could maybe meet up with some of them there and, you know, form a little social group in your school. So, Shiva, you want to read? Okay.
Let's see. Failing to get a head job in the competition. Okay. Let's see. Dear Naughty Ones, I'm writing in to ask for some advice at receiving fellatio. For some reason, it never puts me over the edge, no matter who is giving. I tend to keep sex acts to exclusive groups containing only my girlfriend and my best friend. Call her Wolf and call him Fox.
Excuse me, sorry.
Whom I've known for over a decade. My relationship with him along the lines is if he wants to fool around, my girlfriend and I are okay with it. Wolf doesn't participate. Either watches or does some other chores around the house. Anywho, whenever either of them gives me head, I never come. Fox once tried to give me head for over 2 hours while Wolf and I watched a movie. About 30 minutes in, I could feel as I was teetering on the edge, but I seemed to stay in that state for the remainder of the movie. I was wondering if there's anything I could do on my part to give my partners the enjoyment of pleasuring me without the grand finale getting canceled. This issue is killing their mouths and making me feel bad, too. On Noda's show, I've been listening for a bit, but after a little computer issue, I fell behind a bit. I should be caught up by the time you guys read this. Safran has a better voice. Also, sorry with a tacky subject name. It's the only thing that came to mind when I wanted to do a Dark Helmet joke. Sincerely, the Mustachioed Wolf. So, receiving head.
So you need to give us this guy's contact information, because anyone that can give head for like 2 hours... I want to know. No. Receiving head is not my favorite sex act either. For the longest time, it just wouldn't do anything for me, and I could never get off. And then how I dealt with that is I just stop trying to come, stop making it like a goal in my brain. And just kind of lie back and enjoy it, and it just kind of happens naturally. And the other things you can do is you can take, you know, sometimes people need like a firmer grip to kind of put them over the edge. So there's nothing wrong with like pulling your cock out of their mouth, finishing yourself off with your hand, and, you know, making a nice mess for them to see, you know. Coming right up their nose and giving them that burning sinus sensation, because everybody loves that. You know, just some people need that little extra step to put them over the edge. The other thing you could do is take control. If you're, you know, maybe you need that humping motion to get off, to, you know, because it feels a little bit more natural, I guess, than receiving head. You know, you can hold their head and just hump their muzzle. Fuck, I can't believe I just said that. I'm such a fur fag.
You furry.
You could fuck their face. Shut up. You said step on her hooves the other day, not even meaning to, you fucking pony fag. And I mean that in a loving way.
I'll have you know, I said it unintentionally, but without any irony. It was like, what the fuck is, what have I become?
And then you went and shot yourself like a good lame horse should do. So yeah, you know, you take them and you fuck their face, and you know they might think that's hot, you know. So,
and sometimes I don't know if it applies the same to guys, but sometimes to girls, you got to find kind of your own place in fantasy. Kind of stop paying attention to, oh my God, they're giving me head, you know, blah, blah, blah. And just kind of relax into mm-hmm. a fantasy rather than paying attention to what is immediately happening. Let your brain drift and let the sensation kind of go with it. Sometimes it takes getting the brain involved doing a different tangential thing in order to let just that don't kind start of carry moaning through.
Somebody else's name.
Yeah.
If you're, oh, Steve. Who the fuck is Steve?
Yeah.
Well, I see what you're saying, though. Totally. I agree. And I would say it is the same for guys. It's like, kind of like what I was saying, like, you don't focus on what you're doing right now. Yeah. Trying to come right now in this time and place. You let your brain wander. You let your brain wander, or you don't think about it, and you just let it happen naturally, or you put yourself somewhere else, or
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're really Murray Furry, you know, you picture that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Whatever turns totally. Your crank, really.
Yeah, I agree. What about you, Saverin? I know you're a fox and rarely receiving fellatio, but. Just in case, you know.
If you know, ever... I'm one of those weird guys that I can get off pretty easy through oral.
Hmm.
And then again, I am a professional masturbator. and can...
It says here you've produced a lot. Can you tell us about that? Well, yeah. I'm glad you asked. You might think this is my collection of mayonnaise jars. You'd be wrong.
I've kept
every one since I was 10.
Do you guys, either of you, read Olaf?
Ugloff?
Yes.
Yeah.
The very first couple with the little in the jars because they run off and tell on him?
Yes.
Yes.
No, none of that.
Sorry, Zavrin, I just took your little train and went bing right off the rails. The little infant couldn't because he was a worthless bum like your father. Okay, go ahead.
You asshole.
No, I can actually come pretty easy from oral, so I'm a fairly light touch, though.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have nothing to add.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. We all have different experiences, you know.
So, well...
I take a little more to get off with oral. You don't. Shiva doesn't have a penis.
It's that's actually not that hard to make.
Different experiences.
You know, it's kind of nice. It's not that hard to get me to come. I don't have that problem.
Yeah, that can be a bad thing at times. It really can be. At least with girls.
Like that poor woman in New Jersey.
The 100 one that you were talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't read the article. What was it?
Okay, so just to recap real quick, this is a woman who involuntarily has over 100 orgasms a day. And what actually happened was that she had a fall down some stairs about mm-hmm. 4 years ago. It did some damage to her spine in a particular point that's very close to the nerves that go to the genitals.
Mm-hmm.
And now any slight, I wouldn't even say stimulation, but it can be such slight things. A cold breeze, bass on a radio, a hug, you know, and it just boom. And it doesn't matter how much sexual desire or lack of sexual desire you have. It's just an orgasm. It just happens. And apparently it is a really rare condition.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have it. Sometimes it's a physical thing from an injury like that. Sometimes it's just a condition.
There was an interview with one of these gals,
mm-hmm.
And they got to the end of the interview, and they said, "So you didn't have any?" She said, "No, I had like four or five over the course of just sitting here."
I guess she just got so good at
hiding them.
Yeah.
And there was a medication a couple of years ago. I think it was for depression, where if you took it, and if you were particular, whatever. A sometimes side effect was if you yawn, you'd have an orgasm.
Mm.
And it's like, wow, that would make me yeah. I would find the most boring people possible mm-hmm. and just yawn.
See, and a lot of folks were like, oh, wow, that would be awesome. But at the same time, it's like, you don't want to be just walking in the grocery store and just have a screaming orgasm. I mean... You know, it's like not being able to live your life, you know. It's like 100 orgasms a day, that's going to kind of slow you down.
You know, that'd be like having to go to the bathroom all the time or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just inconvenient. You can't get anything done. And, you know, it could be potentially embarrassing depending on where and when you are.
I just wonder if these are like a real orgasm or if it would be just like a sudden spasm and like twitching of the muscles.
The way they were describing it, it was like a real orgasm. Like one of the people being interviewed said that it really helps if she's somewhere where she can be vocal because it kind of helps relieve the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't sound like it's like a minor twinge kind of thing, you know, like an overly sensitive genitalia or something. That sounds like a fucking screaming orgasm. So it was just, I found it interesting because I guess I find sexuality in various ways interesting, and that's just like
I do too, so
it's a very quirky thing. I could totally see nerve damage doing something like that, you know. It's kind of crazy, but so that's Savrin. Yeah. Actually, there was actually nothing in the article about whether this happened to men.
Well, I imagine with men, just because different equipment involved, that might actually be damaging over time. I mean, guys, there's a lot more fluids produced.
Yep.
Moves. Oh, strain. Man,
that'd be kind of.
Yeah.
He'd run through underwear pretty quick.
Yeah.
He'd smell like old cum.
It would be very messy. It would be very inconvenient.
I just imagine it would be painful and damaging.
That would probably be bad for at least the testicles, you know, to just keep shooting after you're dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Refraction period.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. What's that?
So, I don't know. I guess it's kind of good it only affects women. I mean, women have kind of similar, but that's more if you're wound up for an extended period of time, but not just cold and boom, done. I mean,
yeah.
So,
it was just kind of an interesting article that I had not heard of before. So,
no, yeah. I'd heard of similar before. Especially in line with that medication a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, yo, that shit is quack, bro.
Duck.
Nice.
So, all right, well, that was my one. Do you want to do one more, Fuzz?
Yep. Sure.
I'll archive this one.
Let me grab the old IPID here.
IPID?
IPID.
IPID, yeah.
Certificate. DPB. The IPID.
The IPID?
That's how a certificate says it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, that one we've already read. We can archive that.
Archive.
That one we just read, so that also gets archived. That one's long as fuck. That one's kind of long. Not too bad, though. Oh, you know, That's a con report. Okay, we can read this. Excuse me. Probably off topic. Hey there, Notcasters. Been a while since we last had words. Probably episode 114. MacDog here with some updates on life. It's been a little over 2 years since I started seriously listening to your show, though I admit to falling a little behind. I'm trying my hardest to catch up during my rides on the bus. Yes, people think I'm just a little bit off when I break into a grin or stifle a chuckle, but hey, who cares? Did we read this one already? We didn't read
it. No?
Nope.
Okay, it's just another one had a similar kind of. 2 years and I'm still an active member of my local furry group, getting better with my art, animation, and whatnot. I actually went to my first furry convention around 2 months ago and even got to see you, Savrin and Fuzz, for the first time. Yes, I chose Anthrocon as my first, and picked up quite a few souvenirs while I was there. About $600 in souvenirs.
Ooh.
Yikes, was not expecting to spend that much. I hung out quite a bit with my friends, wandering about with a certain red, black, and yellow German Shepherd, Paul Shep, whilst videotaping a one-sided interview from Uncle Kage, participating in Whose Line Is It Anyway, hosted by my good friend Dronan, and even sitting down to listen to one of Two's famous rants. I got to meet the author whose works introduced me to the fandom, Jack at Goldfur, and even had dinner with him and several other furs at Tonic Saturday night.
That's a good restaurant.
Yeah, I really enjoy my experience going to Tonic year after year. It's one of the things I really like about AC is that it's been at that area for a while now, and it's probably going to continue to be there for a long time to come. So
you built up some history and
yeah, it'd be like we know the restaurants, and it's like, yeah, let's go to Tonic. Well, let's go to Tonic, that kind of thing. It's this nice little thing. Anyway, sure, a little bit of drama and undesirable attitudes were brought up between roommates, but because of those, I ended up sitting down late at night drawing with artists like E.C. Major and Drake Rogers, the latter of which I still keep in contact with. I guess that makes up that con report. I had a fantastic time, and I do intend to take part in many more cons in the future. What else happened in 2 years? Well, I've come out of the metaphorical closet as a bisexual. I guess that's pretty major. The realization came to me like a slap in the face when I found myself blowing another guy. As one would expect, my first time was awkward, but I tried my best mimicking some actions you would regularly see in pornography. Went down on him like a circus seal. Ooh. That was a motion you would have had to have seen. Sorry, but she enjoyed it. He claims to have enjoyed it immensely, but damn it, he could have used a lot more lube. Oh, ow. Okay. Oh, well, lessons learned, and one thing I did learn is that I'm damn good with my mouth, and something tells me that ain't beginner's luck. Another lesson learned is that I have a preference for being on top. Hoo damn. That's all I have to say at the moment, but I look forward to listening into your show each week and maybe seeing you at another convention in the future. The one wolf out of Winnipeg, MacDog.
Yay.
Yeah, I think it's a realization point that when you're, well, throat deep on some dude's cock, yeah, you might be a little bi.
Just maybe?
It's called being on the down low.
Yeah, and that's bad. No.
Being on the down low is bad?
Well, yeah.
Hmm. On the DL. Besides.
So,
Don't be on the down low to yourself, because that's not good.
And it's not good for your girlfriend if you're, like, out fucking dudes, too.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
That ain't cool.
As for the next cons that both Fuzz and I will be at...
OklaCon and Further Confusion.
Yep, OklaCon and FC.
I'm planning on OklaCon, too.
All three of us will be there. I guess we'll be doing a live show.
Yeah, we're like, it'll be episode 200, woo! Except we've been, like, fucking around and having our timeline messed up. There's not 8 weeks before the show, there's only 4. It doesn't fucking matter, it's gonna be episode 200.
Yeah, fuck this shit. We have control over space and time.
Fuck causality, this is episode 200.
It will be. It has been before, and it will be again.
So be it.
We ought to just, like, celebrate our 500th episode, like, 2 weeks after that. Like, it's episode 500, bitches! Woo! No,
520. That means 10 solid years.
You did that math way too fast.
It's 52 weeks in a year plus zero.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Okay, all
right. Math.
Fair enough.
Well, you know,
we've already missed, you know... enough to throw that off. So.
Yeah, totally. The last few weeks, especially, particularly in my life, well, not more so than y'all's, but just really my recent weeks have been kind of insane.
Yes.
Which is it? You know, yours has been a little bit more with the whole moving thing, but yeah.
Yeah, that's always a big, you know, upheaval.
But hey, you know, we'll be around hopefully for, you've got Rainforest in like a week. And then Galaxicon the week after. And then the week after that is OklaCon, right?
No, I think OklaCon is 2 weeks after Galaxicon.
Oh, okay. And then, I'm going down possibly to Texas Renaissance Festival.
Oh, really?
The week before OklaCon.
Oh, okay. Well, what day would you be going down? I don't know.
Friday evening.
I mean...
record on a Thursday.
We could do it on Thursday if we wanted to.
But. We'll see what happens, because I might... It is Houston. It is a ways.
Yeah.
But it might be really cool, too. So, we'll see.
Okay.
It's Texas Renaissance Festival. It's awesome.
Fun. You could wear a harness and pretend to be a pony.
No, that's Pride this weekend.
Pride's this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pride's this weekend. Apparently. It's Sunday.
Oh.
So, yeah, you gotta get your harness in time.
Wait, but it's this Sunday.
Yes.
Not... As in, we have a board meeting this Sunday.
Yes.
So are you going to Pride before or after the board meeting?
The parade's in the morning, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So I'm probably going to end up going down there, coming up for the board meeting, then going back down.
There's really not a train station near there, is there?
I don't think so. I was planning on driving.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to end up dropping off Sarah and friends down there, leaving long enough to come up for the board meeting and then going back down.
Mm.
Well, it depends on if it rains or not. It's up to like 40% chance of rain.
So. Oh, no. Gabe's getting wet. I don't know. It's been a couple years since Panther and I have been to Pride. I don't know.
So. But, yeah, that's this upcoming Sunday. But I'll plan on doing it around board meeting and make do.
Okay. Yep. So we're going to wind this up. It is 11:34 at night. It is late. We are tired.
It's time to go the fuck home.
It is time to go the fuck home and get out of my apartment.
All right.
So on that note.
Nope. Good night.
And actually hang on. Yeah. Because, well, we didn't give our rundown last week. So, first of all, if you really want to find us, we're Notcast on FA. We are Notcast on Twitter. Notcast@foxdivers.com is our email account.
I'm sensing a pattern.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can follow me on Twitter at Saverin Drake.
I am at Fuzzwolf2000.
And I am Offbeat. I'm Chimera, Khyamaera.
And if you like, you can come to our IRC channel. It's pretty quiet from time to time, but it is Notcast. It is pound and Notcast on irc.anthrochat.net.
It's on the IRC.
The IRC. And that's actually probably the easiest way to get a hold of anyone that's in the IRC. Usually me. If you want to ask a question or tell me I'm a terrible person. One of the two. And really, the latter doesn't happen.
You're Other a terrible than that, person.
If you want to see us in person, next one is you'll be at Rain First, and then we'll be doing a live show at
OklaCon.
Yeah.
And then.
Come see me at Rain First. Buy my new stuff.
Bitches.
And yeah. I'll be at FC. Possibly behind Fuzz's table at some points.
Booth wenching.
I'm going to be, like, attending shit, but I'll still probably wander by and be like, sup, bitches, and sit behind the table for a while and sling some books.
See, I should avoid dealer stands from now on because I just get sucked in.
Yeah, you'll end up on staff at every fucking con you go to.
Hey, you know, I'm possibly thinking about starting a convention. Hey, you want to be the dealer stand?
I can't say no.
Anyways, so on that note, good night.
Good night.
And big balls.